I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So the NBA Finals are now over, and Katie, our sports correspondent,
thank you,
glued to every second, couldn't look away, and she did have a horse in the race, even though it was for a pretty silly
reason. It
was for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, it was just because of marketing.
But you were pulling for the Pacers.
Big time.
And the Pacers you were really interested in because of?
I liked that they were using the marketing technique of yes, sirs.
There you go. Yeah.
Sirs. C-E-R-S. Apostrophe C-E-R-S.
Yes, sirs. So, they didn't win.
No. And it's important to note that it came down to game seven.
Right.
Okay. So, we were perfectly evenly matched.
We. All right. Lifelong fan.
With OKC.
Yeah.
Just heard of them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Man. Forgot they existed until a month ago. Okay, so here's my question to you. In the very first quarter, the star, okay, and he is a star on so many levels.
Sure.
First of all, adorable to look at.
Okay.
Second, which obviously in the NBA, most important. Second, it's like he just shoots the ball and the basket just sucks it in.
He's like the LeBron James of basketball.
He goes down in the first quarter.
Oh.
And it was actually really, like, it almost made me cry because he tore his Achilles.
Mm-hmm. That sounds awful. Did they show that live on TV?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I can't watch injuries happen.
No, I can't either.
I can't. So if it showed it actually happening, I don't know.
Right.
But what I did see was the aftermath, which is he immediately goes down on his stomach. And what the really sad part was, he just is taking the palm of his hand and just slapping the floor, going, no, 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 no.
Mm.
Because obviously it's game seven.
Yep.
I don't know if he's ever been in the finals before. I don't think he has. He was drafted from the Kings, by the way.
Oh, that's fun.
And you see a coach or somebody go out there, and I don't know what they say to him, but you can mouth him. You can see him saying, like, I did. So okay. They must have said, like, did you tear your Achilles?
Yeah.
So, like, watching this young man who is at the height of his career, surely, and apparently this injury is like, well, we won't see you next season.
Really?
It's like a 12-month recovery.
Oh, my God.
It's a really, really bad injury.
So,
he hits the floor. He's gone. This is first quarter.
Yeah.
So, the Pacers are obviously, now they're down their star player. The OKC ends up winning.
Okay.
The Pacers kind of held out for the first two quarters. They got spanked in the second.
Okay.
Two.
Okay.
All right. If you are OKC, Thunder. Okay. Oklahoma City, Thunder.
Yes.
Do you feel good about this win?
Sure.
You just really?
You won the NBA Finals. Why not? Why wouldn't you?
I feel like if it was me, I would think, because again, they were perfectly matched as far as, now the Thunder did have a much better record. They have like the MVP player of the entire league.
Okay.
They had a million wins or something.
Okay.
It's
a long season.
Right. Yeah. Takes a while. 68 games. They won 68 games.
You guys lost 67,000 games. Yeah, but we won a million.
it would be one thing if it was like game four and the Thunder had like won all the games.
Just
rolled
right over.
Right.
Okay.
They didn't.
Right.
They were game for game, match for match. Right.
Right.
How do you feel good about feeling like, I would ask myself, did we win because Ty Halliburton got hurt?
Probably.
You feel you'd be fine with that?
100%.
Oh, not
First
me.
Of all, I'll tell you this. If you play on any team, and I mean that even in like the corporate workforce or something like that, where it all hinges on one player, then you're not a good team.
I don't think
he's a good player.
Mm. Okay, but if there's one player.
Okay. That's okay. Pulling most of the workload.
That means the entire Thunder was struggling to beat one guy.
Right. And then that one.
And then one guy goes away. You feel good about it?
Sure. To talk about like something here for, you know, for what we've experienced. There used to be a morning show in this market that was a real thorn in our side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to lie about their ratings on the air constantly and talk about how they were number one by massive margins and stuff like that. They never really were.
Right.
But then one day, I don't know what happened, but they just exploded. Like, I think it kind of just went away. It fizzled out and went away.
It certainly
I don't know.
Isn't here anymore.
Yeah.
You can say that.
Do I feel good about now taking that spot?
But here,
I do.
Okay, but here's the thing. In this scenario, they were pretending to hit threes. Tyrese Halliburton actually is.
I see what you're saying. A win is a win is a win.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
I guess.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just how I feel about it.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.